Alonzo Flores, assistant editor of Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and Vending MarketWatch.com, here with Cliff Fisher to talk about technology implementation. Cliff, tell me the most important things to consider when implementing technology.
Certainly, Alfonso, good to speak with you. As sales manager for MEI's EasyTrax core software, which is our enterprise software group, primarily focused on full-line operators, we have, I think, a great deal of expertise and experience around technology implementation. We break it down, technology implementation, into three stages. First stage is pre-implementation. Stage two is implementation. Stage three is post-implementation, fairly straightforward. I think that would also work across any implementation. What makes technology unique is that it is a tool to help solve a business problem. And I think one thing that we really stress and work with our clients is to understand that technology is simply a tool and not an end unto itself. So we take that approach. Pre-implementation is arguably the most important step in the implementation process. This is where the foundation for a successful outcome begins. And, that process begins with the problem statement. What is the business problem the client is looking to solve? They may have an idea of what technology or group of technologies may be useful in assisting them to reach their objectives. Oftentimes, there's some uncertainty about that. So we've created a whole discipline around the problem statement, creating the resolution plan. It's a very deliberative process. We want to engage our clients to understand from a variety of perspectives. For instance, with EasyTrax core software clients, we engage key disciplines in the process from senior management, finance, IT, operations, and other key groups to give them a well-rounded understanding in context of each user's perspective, which therefore engenders greater commitment to the project and therefore to success. So this, we believe, is a very critical aspect, identifying the business problem, creating a statement around what the resolution plan should be, and this is formalized in a statement of work that lays out how the implementation will move forward. It begins with what does success look like? What are we looking to achieve here, and how do we know we achieved it? So within this statement of work, we want to make sure we're being very detailed. We want to identify metrics, key performance objectives from which we can measure success, and then we can begin to move forward. But all of these steps in the pre-implementation process are designed to educate, to get broader commitment from the business to the ultimate outcome. We do this well. Implementation becomes basically a matter of putting tab A into slot B. You're following the scripted plan. If we've got a good plan, there's a very, very high likelihood that the outcome will be what we expect, successful. And so that's where we spend a lot of time in that pre-implementation area. We see that the real key elements in the implementation side that needs to be focused on is to have a dedicated project manager, project lead, someone who is going to take hold of this project to implement the technology in the way that it's intended to be implemented. Now, this cannot be a part-time person. We find that when clients attempt to dedicate individuals to an implementation on a part-time basis, the outcomes are less than ideal. The implementation suffers. And I think then you have a lessening of confidence and enthusiasm. So we really take the time to make sure that client has the right kind of leadership and accountability around the project as well. it's important to have regular status updates during the rollout. How are things progressing? What needs to be adjusted? We want to reinforce the goals of the project. We want to keep the confidence high. Just, again, as much as anything, we're looking for a successful outcome. It's not technology itself. It's how it lives within the business and achieves its stated objectives. If we've done those things well and we've gone live, then we step into the post-implementation phase. This generally occurs some weeks after what we would call go live, depending again on what the technology is. We want to let the technology live within the business. We want to gather some data. We want to then come back in and see how that technology is living within the business. This is where we start to evaluate the success metrics that we've established during the pre-implementation planning phase. This is where you would tweak things. This is where you would make some adjustments and see if the processes in place are really supportive of the ultimate objectives. Clients can sometimes struggle with the change that is required to meet the ultimate objectives. And I think once, that's where we try to coach clients through, listen to what the data tells you, make the decisions that the data is presenting to you from a business intelligence perspective, and then ultimately the technology implementation will have been a success. It's a hand-holding process through each one of those phases. Our professional services experts are guiding the clients through these processes, and with any technology, that would be the case. And so it's an iterative, it's an evaluative process, it's a consultative process that is, I think, when broken down to component parts and put in a logical order with the right kinds of commitments, deliverables, timelines, resource requirements, et cetera, you will align the business for the success. Cannot stress enough, however, the importance that the client understand that the technology alone is not a silver bullet. It's not a panacea that will solve all ills simply by its mere presence. The successful technology implementation understands that it's an organizational commitment to utilizing in a proper way the technology to improve the business performance based on the identified business problem.
Thank you, Cliff, for those insights. And for Cliff Fisher and Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and VendingMarketWatch.com, I'm Alfonso Flores.